What you are about to witness is the most intense game show ever created. What makes it so intense? Look what I'm standing next to. Now, in many of the greatest action films of all time, the most exciting moment is when the hero has to defuse a ticking bomb by cutting the right wire. Well, in the game you're about to see, we create that moment with every single question. Get ready for Boom. Welcome to Boom! The premise of the game is very simple. Each one of these bombs represents a question. The wires on the bombs represent the possible answers. And if a team can cut all the right answers, they win $500,000. But if they cut the wrong answer, the bomb goes boom. It could be chili, mustard, chopped liver. These bombs have a mind of their own. Are you ready to meet our first team? Coming to us all the way from New Jersey is a family that has pizza sauce running through their veins. Please welcome Mary, Carmine, and Michelle. Welcome, welcome.
Hi.
Good to see you.
How are you?
Hey, how are you? Nice to see you guys.
Nice to meet you.
Tell me about yourselves. You are?
Michelle. I'm the aunt.
I'm Carmine.
Carmine.
I'm the nephew.
And I'm Mary, and this is brother and sister.
My sister and I own a pizzeria in Jersey City, New Jersey.
Awesome, love Jersey City.
You're from New Jersey?
Yeah, that's right, I'm Jersey.
Right?
Absolutely.
And I have two sons, Michael, who's 10, and Nicholas, who's 7.
I hear those little guys are famous.
They're famous, they've been all over the country, spinning pizza dough, doing tricks, entertaining people. It's really awesome.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, there they are, look at that.
Amazing, right? Amazing.
That is really great.
Thank you.
This is good. We're going to win some money today. Here's what you're up against. You've got 6 bombs. Each one is worth more and more money. Every bomb represents a question. Every wire represents an answer. To defuse the bombs and bank the cash, you need to cut all the right answers. But every bomb has a wrong wire. Do not cut that wire. If you do, boom.
Oh, boy.
The player that cuts it is out, and the cash is gone forever. And if your team blows up 3 bombs, the game's over,
okay,
and you go back to New Jersey with nothing.
But
we don't want that to happen.
No,
that's not going to happen.
No.
Because if you make it through all 6, you'll have a chance to take on the Mega Money Bomb, where you multiply your winnings into an absolute fortune.
We want the Mega
that's
Bomb.
That's what you want. If you play it right, that could be worth $500,000.
Thank you.
$500,000.
Let's do it.
Let's take a look at the category for bomb number 1. Business. Now keep in mind, each one of you must try and defuse at least 1 bomb, so choose wisely on who's gonna pick up the cutters for the first category.
You know what, you do all the books, you do all the behind the work stuff,
this
is all you.
All right.
You're gonna do it?
I'm gonna do it.
All right, Mary's gonna take on business. You guys wait on the sidelines. All right, you ready, Mary?
I'm ready.
Bring up bomb number 1. Here we go.
Bomb 1, loaded.
All right. Goggle up. Never sure what's gonna come out of these bombs. It could be anything. Cream corn, spaghetti, it could be hair gel. I have no idea. If you notice the people out here, the poncho people, I like to call them. This is our splatter zone. They get hit too. So if you blow it up, it's not just you that's getting in trouble, it's the splatter zone. Make sure your goggles
are
on.
Sorry, everyone. Sorry.
Now, each of these colored wires represents a possible answer.
Yes.
3 of them are correct.
Okay.
1 of them is wrong.
Okay.
All you have to do is cut the 3 correct answers. We're putting $5,000 in your bank.
All right.
Let's take a look at the possible answers. Red, Donald Trump.
Okay.
Blue, Bill Gates.
Okay.
Yellow, Steve Jobs.
Okay.
Green, Russell Simmons. Do you recognize any of those?
One or two of them.
All right. Okay. You have 30 seconds on the clock. Make sure you defuse this bomb before it gets to 0, or this will explode. All I need you to do is cut the 3 correct answers for $5,000 to this question.
Okay.
Of these moguls, which 3 dropped out of college? Talk it out.
Okay, so three of them dropped out of college. I don't know who went to college and who didn't go to college, but I'm going to start with the green. I'm going to start with the green just to do an elimination. Okay. I'm not really sure who Russell Simmons is, though.
Okay. Cutting green, Russell Simmons.
3, 2, 1. Correct.
Okay. You've got 15 seconds. Move a little quicker.
So I'm not really sure about Bill Gates and Steve Jobs, but I'm going to go with blue, Bill Gates.
Cutting blue, Bill Gates.
Three,
did he drop out of college?
1. Correct.
Great job. 5 seconds. You got to cut quickly. 4 seconds.
Yellow.
3 seconds.
Yellow with
cut
Steve
it.
Jobs.
Cutting Steve Three, Jobs. Yellow.
2, 1. Diffuse.
Yeah. There you go. There you go. $5,000. In 30 seconds, you're down to 1 second. You like to live dangerously. You killed it. Great job.
Thank you.
You got one bomb down. 5 more to go for the Mega Money Bomb. Let's go to your team.
All right.
The business mogul. All right, we're moving along. We're going up to the $10,000 bomb now.
Yes.
All right. Okay, let's take a look at the category for bomb number 2. Animated films.
You know what, kids. I got 3 kids all day, all day. This is
all right, Carmine's gonna take on animated film. Let's go, buddy. Bring up bomb number 2. Come on up, yep.
Bomb 2, loaded.
Goggle up. This bomb is worth twice as much, $10,000. There's still 4 wires on the bomb. 3 are correct, only 1 is wrong. The possible answers are red, cloudy with a chance of meatballs. Blue, Shrek. Yellow, Toy Story. Green, How to Train Your Dragon. Have you seen any of these movies?
I've seen them all, man. So if this blows up, I'm gonna be so embarrassed. Oh my God.
All right, here are your cutters. All I need you to do is cut the 3 correct answers to this question.
You got it.
Of these movies, which 3 are based on books? Talk it out.
Okay, so I'm gonna say Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs is based on a book. Here we go.
Okay.
Red,
Cloudy
3,
with a Chance of Meatballs.
2, 1.
Come on, Carmine.
Correct.
Good job. 20 seconds left.
All right, here we go. Disney, Toy Story, Yellow, I'm going.
Cutting Yellow, Toy
3,
Story. Was it
2,
a book?
1.
Disney, Toy Story, Yellow, I'm going.
Cutting Yellow, Toy
3,
Story, was it
2,
a book?
1.
My kids hate me right now.
Contestant failed.
Tomato sauce.
Carmine, pizza sauce all over the place.
It ain't the first time, Tom.
Man, I don't like being friends with you. Toy Story was inspired by an Oscar-winning short film called Tin Toy.
Now I know.
Now you
all
know.
Right. Thank you.
But it's all right. It's only one bomb. Let's go back to the girls. Watch the pizza sauce. I got it, too. I know. Carmine has blown up the first bomb.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
pizza sauce bomb. We both took it.
Give me a little dough and cheese. I'll make a pizza.
Yeah. It was a little messy, but it was only the first bomb. All right?
The
so we're going to focus. And the last one. I like that, Michelle. This next one coming up is worth $15,000.
All right. Let's get this.
All right. Let's take a look at the category for bomb number 3. Health.
Oh, heavens.
Health.
Right. I'll take the health.
You want to try health? I think you can do it. That's it, Michelle. Come on.
Do it, Michelle. You're confident. Let's go. All right, Michelle's gonna take on health. Bring up bomb number 3. There you go.
Bomb 3, loaded.
All right, this bad boy is worth $15,000.
Okay.
It's a little bigger, the same amount of wires.
Okay.
4 possible answers, 3 are correct, only 1 of them is wrong. Here are your cutters. You feel good?
I feel great.
Feeling healthy?
Yes.
All right, let's take a look at the possible answers. Red, think about how you smell. Blue, wipe up sweat. Yellow, limit time on the cardio machine. green wear socks. All right, you've got 30 seconds on the clock. All I need you to do is cut the three correct answers to this question. Which three of these are do's of gym etiquette on emilypost.com? Talk it out. Which
are
do's?
Definitely wear socks, green.
Cutting green,
three,
wear socks.
Two, one. Fail.
Looks like pesto to me.
The first
wear
one.
Socks, the first one.
You would think.
I hate feet. I think wearing socks is a good thing to do. Wearing socks is not on emilypost.com's list of do's and don'ts. I'm so sorry, you're out of the game.
Ciao.
The $15,000 is gone forever. You can still root your team on. It's all gonna come down to Mary.
Mary.
All right, let's go
Mary.
Over. Pesto sauce coming in. How about you Poncho people? Did you guys get hit on that? All right, we got pesto, we got marinara.
Almost
I don't want to see cannoli.
Oh
no, I want to see money. That's all I want to see. All you have to do is get through bomb 4, 5, and 6, and we're guaranteed to bring home some money.
Let's do it.
Let's
do it.
That.
Let's do it.
All right, bring up bomb number 4.
All right.
Come on.
Bomb 4, loaded.
It's a little bigger. There are more wires. There's still
that.
Only one wrong wire.
Okay.
All you have to do is cut the 4 correct answers.
Okay.
And you'll add $20,000 to your bank. There's 40 seconds on the clock. You have a
okay.
little more time.
Very good.
Let's take a look at the category.
Television. Okay.
All right.
All right.
Television.
I love television.
You're on television.
I'm on television.
This is working out.
Okay.
All right, let's take a look at the possible answers. Red, All in the Family. Blue, Reba. Yellow, The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Green, Married with Children. And purple, Frasier.
Okay.
All right, have you seen any of these?
I've seen all of them.
You've seen all of them?
Yes.
That's good?
A little, I've seen all of them a little.
All of them a little, but it's in your brain. You got your cutters, you've got 40 seconds on the clock for $20,000. All you have to do
is...
is cut the 4 correct answers to this question. Of these TV shows, which 4 had theme songs that were performed by stars of those shows?
Okay.
Talk it out.
Okay. TV shows, which 4 had theme songs that were performed by the stars of those shows? So
right.
I'm gonna do Blue for Reba because I know she sings her own. I'm gonna
okay.
do Blue for Reba because I know she sings her own songs.
Cutting Blue for Reba.
3, 2, 1. Correct.
There you go.
Next one is going to be Yellow.
Go.
Yellow is going to be next because I know he sings his song also.
Cutting
Three,
Yellow, the Fresh
two,
Prince of Bel-Air.
One. Correct.
Yes,
there you go.
Yes. My next one is going to be All in the
left.
Family. My next one is going to be Red, All in the Family, because I know she played the piano and sang the theme song.
All right.
Three,
I'm going to stay
okay.
with you on that
two,
one.
Yes.
Cutting Red, All in
one.
The Family.
Yes.
Correct.
Yeah!
15 seconds. All you have to do is cut one more.
Okay, I'm totally lost here. Frasier, I don't remember a theme song, Married with Children.
Okay.
But you know what? I'm gonna go with Green.
6 seconds.
I'm gonna go with Green, Married
Five
with Children.
5 seconds, cutting Green, Married
oh, no.
with Children.
3, 2, 1.
The Alfredo sauce. Oh man, I really was pulling for you guys. Married with Children's theme song was performed by Frank Sinatra, who was not the star of Love and Marriage, right? So sorry, guys. You're covered in stuff, but you look good. Looks like the Italian flag. You guys look all right.
Absolutely.
All right, a big round of applause for Michelle, Carmine, and Mary. When we come back, we'll have another team and another chance at $500,000. Right here on Boom.
Coming up, 3 backwoods country boys have the crowd on their feet. But they've got the poncho people on the edge of their seat. It's a nail-biting game
three,
that will have everyone
two,
talking.
One.
when Boom returns.
Welcome back to Boom, everybody. This is the game where our contestants are hoping they get it right, and I know some of you are hoping they get it wrong. All right. Well, when it comes to finding the best teams to take on our bombs, we comb the country from one end to the other. And these guys prove it. They're lifelong friends from a tiny backwoods town in Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Let's hear it for Matt, Tony, and Jared. Nice job. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hey, buddy.
Let's do it.
And you are Youpers.
That's right.
And what does that mean? Explain what that means.
So most people are familiar with Michigan. It's like a mitten. You got Detroit here, but there's also an Upper Peninsula, the UP for short, and that's where they get the term Youper. Tony, right here,
we have
he's got a map for you.
Whoa.
You got Iron Mountain right there.
This is where we grew up.
That's Iron Mountain. Looks kind of like a shark.
Most people say it's a shark, but yes, it is
the UP. And you punch him in the face and go, no, it's a
Uber. Definitely from the UP, so
that's cool. So this view really means a lot to you to have this tattooed on your body. What's it like growing up there? Is it like...
So it's very rural. We came from a town of 8,000 people. It's so rural, in fact, that deer hunting season, we get 2 days off from school. So you can go to deer camp.
Well, that's pretty nice. I hear that we have everybody from the Youper fan club here in the audience. If we could shine a light on those guys. There they are. One, two, there's three of them. There's
three. That's all three of them.
Youper strong.
That was our graduating class.
Yeah, that's half the population.
So there's not a lot of people up there. So if you guys kill it today and you take home $500,000.
Everybody's rich.
Everybody's rich.
Yeah, we're like, we're the richest people in the UP.
Well, you guys know the rules, right?
We do.
Six bombs. Each one is worth more and more money. Every bomb represents a question. Every wire represents an answer. If you make it through all six, you face the Mega Money Bomb.
Yes! Mega Money!
Mega Money. If you play it right, that could be worth $500,000.
Half a million.
All right, you guys ready to win some money?
Yeah.
Feel good? Feel solid?
All right.
Let's take a look at the category for bomb number one, movies. Now remember, each one of you has to try and defuse at least one bomb, so choose wisely on who's gonna take which category.
All right.
Who's gonna grab the cutters first?
You watch
movies. I go to the movie theater every week. By myself, most of the time.
It's kind of sad, but
yeah, it's cool. Is.
We're gonna go with Matt.
All right, Matt's gonna take on movies. You guys wait on the sidelines.
One, two, three, Youper strong!
And let's bring up bomb number one.
We got this, come on!
Bomb one, loaded.
All right, goggle up, because we never know what's going to come out of these things. It could be barbecue sauce, it could be baby food, it could be beer. We have no idea.
Hopefully beer.
your friends will just open their mouths. And if you look down here at these poncho people, this is, good to see you guys. This is our splatter zone. Now, each four of these colored wires represents a possible answer. Okay. All right? You have to cut three correct answers.
All right.
One of them is wrong. You cut the three correct answers, we're putting $5,000 in your bank.
All right, let's go.
Let's take a look at the possible answers.
Okay.
Red, Lincoln. Blue, Aaron Brockovich. Yellow, Hitchcock. And green, Ray. Have you seen any of these movies? Familiar with any of these movies?
I've seen most of them.
Okay, good. We've got 30 seconds on the clock.
All right.
You have to defuse this bomb before 30 seconds. Or else this will go off.
Okay.
All right? All I need you to do, cut the three correct answers to this question.
Okay.
Of these biographical feature films, which three had their original theatrical release most recently? Talk it out.
All right, Lincoln with Daniel Day-Lewis, that was just in the last couple years. I'm pretty confident with that one, so I'm gonna cut the red wire now.
Cutting red
three,
for Lincoln.
Two, one. Correct.
Good job. 22 seconds left.
Ray, I think I remember, I saw Ray.
15
I mean,
seconds.
I know it's before Aaron Brockovich.
13 seconds.
I'm gonna go with cutting green now.
Cutting green for Ray.
Three, two, one. Correct.
Good job.
Right,
one more.
On,
you got 8 seconds left.
I think it's Hitchcock. Am I even saying that right?
Four
I'm
seconds.
Going for it. Yellow.
Three
now.
Seconds.
Three, two, one. Diffuse.
There you go. There you go. $5,000 in the bank. Just like that. In 30 seconds, she got $5,000. Erin Brockovich was released way back in the year 2000. So you got one bomb down, five more to go before the Mega Money Bomb. Let's see your power. Yeah. Good job.
Yes, yeah.
That's the way you do it.
Let's go.
Two more like that.
You did great. $5,000 in the bank. We're on our way.
Yes.
All right. The category for bomb number two is landmarks. Three guys that haven't left Upper Michigan talking about landmarks. The internet, you get the internet?
We have the internet kind of dial up. Yeah, I think I do. I feel pretty good. Yeah.
Jared, you feel good?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, Jared's going to take on landmarks.
Let's go. Come on now.
Let's bring up bomb number two. Here we go.
Bomb two.
All right. Jared.
Loaded.
There are your goggles. Goggle up. All right, now keep in mind, this bomb is now worth twice as much. This is worth $10,000, all right?
$10,000.
There's still four wires on the bomb. Three are correct, one is wrong. Let's take a look at the possible answers. Red, Big Ben. Blue, St. Peter's Basilica. Yellow, Stonehenge. And green, St. Paul's Cathedral. Familiar with these places?
I am, yes.
All right, good.
Yes, I've definitely good. Read about these places.
Do any of them compare with the Upper Peninsula?
No, not in beauty or majesty. No, no, no.
We've got 30 seconds on the clock. Remember, I need you to cut the three correct answers to this question. Of these famous landmarks, which three are located in the United Kingdom? Yeah, talk it out. 30 okay. seconds on the clock.
Big Ben is definitely the first one landmark in the UK. Red,
cutting
Big Ben.
Red, Big Ben.
Two, one. Correct.
Good job. 22 seconds left. You got 22 seconds left.
Okay.
Keep going.
Stonehenge, keep going. Number two, yellow. Stonehenge is definitely in the UK.
Cutting yellow, Stonehenge
three,
for the UK.
Two, one. Correct.
Good job, good job.
All right, I think it's green.
Left.
I think it's green.
One more to cut.
I'm pretty sure St. Peter's is in Italy and St. Paul's
Ten
is
seconds.
In the UK. Green, St. Paul's Cathedral.
Three, two, one. Diffuse.
$15,000, just like that. You've got $15,000 in the
good.
Bank.
Feeling good.
Killing it.
Feeling good.
Good job.
Yes.
You're right. St. Peter's Basilica, located in Vatican City. You've got two bombs down. Let's meet up with your team.
All right. Yes!
You guys are well on your way to getting to the Mega Money Bomb worth $500,000. Yeah. Keep it up. Keep it up.
Come on now.
You're playing a great game. All right, let's take a look at the category for bomb number three. The category is driving.
You're pretty mechanical, though.
It could be snowmobiles.
Oh, snowmobiles.
It could
that's
be.
What we got. Four-wheelers.
Four-wheelers.
You got it.
I got it.
All right, you got it?
Huh?
All right, let's do
Tony?
It.
Tony?
Yeah.
All right, Tony's taking on driving. Bring up bomb number three.
Pretty intimidating.
Bomb three, loaded.
This bomb is worth $15,000. It's the same deal, though. Four possible answers on here. All I need you to do is cut three correct. Stay away from the wrong one. You'll be fine. Let's take a look at the possible answers. Red, yield sign. Blue, one-way sign. Yellow, school crossing sign. Green, speed limit sign. Have you seen any of these signs?
I think I have. Yeah, we don't have many signs in Iron Mountain, but I've seen them in other bigger cities.
You've got 30 seconds on the clock.
Okay.
All I need you to do is cut the three correct answers to this question. Of these standard U.S. road signs, which three have the least number of sides according to the Federal Highway Administration? Talk it out. $15,000.
Okay. So my first one's going to be a one-way sign has four sides. I'm going to go with that one. So that is blue, cutting now.
Cutting blue,
three,
one-way sign.
Two, one. Correct.
Great job.
Okay,
20 seconds off.
20
speed limit sign also has four sides, so I'm gonna go with that. Cutting green.
Cutting green, speed limit sign.
Two, one. Correct.
Great job. Yield sign, school crossing.
You're cutting the least
yield
number
sign,
of sides.
I know only seconds. Has three sides. I'm not 100% Eight sure seconds. On school crossing. I'm gonna cut yellow just because yield has three.
4 seconds.
Cutting low.
Cutting three, yellow, school two, crossing two, sign for $15,000.
Fail.
The maple syrup bomb. You got tagged with the maple syrup bomb. Tone, school crossing is a five-sided pentagon. I'm so sorry you're out of the game, but you can still hang in there and root for your team.
That's all right.
There's a lot more money to be won. When we come back, the Upper Peninsula boys are gonna take it right here on Boom. Oh. Tony and Jared. Tony's blown up one bomb, but they have $15,000 in the bank.
Yes! Yeah.
All right, you guys are still dry and still playing for more money. You're doing fine. And it's kind of funny. He looks kind of funny. All right, let's take a look at the category for bomb number four. The category is food. What's the matter, Jared?
I may be most qualified for this.
This is a no-brainer.
Yeah, I'll take it.
All right, Jared's taking on food. Bring up bomb number four.
Bomb four, loaded.
All right, the bomb's a little bigger.
Yes.
There's more wires, but there's still only one wrong answer. But we're adding more time. There's 40 seconds on the clock.
Yes.
All right? You defuse this bomb, we're adding $20,000 to your bank.
Yes!
Let's go. It's a big bomb.
Yeah, you got it.
Let's take a look at the possible answers. Red, strawberry. Blue, peach. Yellow, lemon. Green, orange. And purple, raspberry. Have you tasted any of these?
I think I'm very well versed in all varieties up there.
All I need you to do is cut the four correct answers.
Four correct.
To this question. When Jell-O was first introduced, which four of these were its original flavors? Talk it out. Original flavors.
Okay, I think strawberry is pretty much the go-to. That's red strawberry. Okay. Everyone loves strawberry.
Cutting red strawberry.
Three, two, one. Correct.
Great job.
Okay. Orange.
32 seconds left.
Orange is another one. Green. Green for orange. I'm going with orange on that one.
Cutting green.
Three, two, one. Correct.
Nice job.
Okay, citrus. Let's say citrus. Lemon. Lemon, 22 yellow.
22 seconds left.
Lemon, yellow.
Cutting lemon, yellow.
Three, two, one. Correct.
Yeah.
18 seconds left.
I think I'm gonna go with raspberry. I'm a big raspberry guy. Who doesn't love raspberry?
Cutting purple raspberry for $20,000.
One. Diffuse.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
Yes!
There you go. $35,000 in the bag. Let's go back to your team. How about that? Look at Jared. Mr. Food, now you're stepping up to the $25,000 bomb. You feel good? You feel centered?
Yeah. I mean, great. I feel great.
Ready.
You feel great.
It looks good.
All right, let's take a look at the category for bomb number five. Celebrities.
Ooh. Jared, I mean, with...
We've watched so many movies, but...
Yeah, he has two kids. Wife, I feel like you're more...
My wife does watch a lot of the celebrity shows.
My dog
If only she was here.
Right. I'll do it.
Okay. You're gonna do it?
I'm doing it.
Jared's taking on celebrities. Bring up bomb number five.
Bomb five. Loaded.
Things are getting even more difficult. There are now more wires. There's still only one wrong answer. You need to cut five correct answers, and there's 50 seconds on the clock.
Yes.
If you do, you'll have another $25,000 in your bank. Let's take a look at the possible answers. Red, Beyonce.
Mm-hmm.
Blue, Britney Spears. Yellow, Justin Timberlake. Green, Tina Fey.
Okay.
Purple, Dave Chappelle. Orange, Drew Carey.
All right.
Are you familiar with any of these performers?
All of them, yes.
All of them?
Yes.
All right, that's good. All I need you to do is cut the five correct answers to this question. Which five of these future celebrities appeared as contestants on the talent show Star Search? Talk it out.
All right. Okay, number one, I know Britney Spears, I think, was on everything.
Okay.
So I'm gonna go with Blue, Britney Spears.
Cutting Blue, Britney Spears.
3, 2, 1. Correct.
Nice job. 40 seconds
Justin
left.
Justin Timberlake, Yellow. Similar, he was on everything as well.
Cutting Yellow, Justin
3, 2, 1. Correct.
Good job, yes you will.
Beyonce.
30 seconds left.
Was on a lot
30
of
seconds
I'm
left.
I'm gonna go with Red,
you got
Beyonce.
Three more to cut.
Red, Beyonce.
Cutting Red, Beyonce.
3, 2, 1. Correct.
I'm gonna go with Drew Carey. Drew Carey.
Two more to cut.
Orange, Drew Carey.
Cutting Orange, Drew Carey. There were a lot.
3, 2, 1. Correct.
Yes!
Right, one more.
Dave Chappelle. Dave Chappelle is a comedian.
Left.
A lot of comedians on Star Search.
Right?
I think Tina Fey was more of a writer.
12 seconds left.
So we're gonna go with Dave Chappelle, wherever
Cutting
he is.
Purple, Dave Chappelle. Cut it, you got 6 seconds.
3, 2, 1.
Dave Chappelle is a comedian. A lot of comedians on Star Search.
Right?
I think Tina Fey was more of a writer. So we're gonna go with Dave Chappelle, wherever
Cutting
he is.
Purple, Dave Chappelle. Cut it, you got 6 seconds.
3, 2, 1. Diffused.
No!
To go on to the Mega Money Bomb. Let's go back to your panel.
Yes!
How about that? Nice work. Here we go. You guys have $60,000 in your bank.
Yes!
That's big. We have a $50,000 bomb coming up right now. You need to nail this next bomb because you add that to the bank. That's what's going to quadruple if you take on the Mega Money Bomb, okay?
All right.
All right. This is big.
All right.
So wish you could play. All right, the category for bomb
moment.
Number 6 is fashion.
Oh.
What is fashion in the Upper Peninsula?
Carhartt. Winter hat.
Blazer. A flannel.
Okay. Flannel shirt. Camouflage.
All right, who's going to take the cutters on this one? You've diffused three. You diffused one.
You want a piece of it?
It's up to you. I'll do whatever.
Go for it.
All right, I got
Let's
it.
Go. Let's go.
You're gonna do it, Matt?
Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
Matt's taking on fashion. Bring up bomb
Let's
number
go,
six.
Bomb 6. Loaded.
There's a lot of wires, there's a lot of stuff, but there's still only one wrong answer. You have a full minute, 60 seconds on the clock.
All right.
You ever make 50 grand in 60 seconds?
Nope.
Nope. That's gonna be another $50,000 in your bank.
All right.
All right. Let's take a look at the possible answers. They are red, strappy go lucky. Blue, trust your thinstinks. Yellow, bustier. Green, thongs of joy.
Yes.
Purple, undetectable. Orange, hide and sleek. And white, skinny britches. Thought provoking.
Yeah.
You look a little freaked out. Taking it all in.
Yeah.
All right.
You got it,
Matt.
Lots of wires.
Stay cool.
Yeah.
There's one wrong answer. All you have to do is cut the 6 correct answers to this question for $50,000. Which 6 of these are real names of collections sold by Spanx? Talk it out.
Oh, boy. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I have no idea. So, undetectable.
Common sense your way through it. You
I mean,
can
I'm
do
into
it.
I mean, I'm into the underwear type of thing. Right? I'm gonna go purple.
Cunning purple,
three,
undetectable.
Two, one. Correct.
Good job. All right. 45 seconds.
All right. Keep going. Along those lines, thongs of joy, another underwear.
Thongs
type
of joy.
Thing.
Three.
Cutting green,
two,
thongs of joy.
One.
Bomb! Oh man!
Oh,
your thinking seems so right.
Yeah.
Thongs of joy. Spanx does not make a collection called Thongs of Joy, but all of the rest are real. Okay, we blew it up. That was your second explosion, but we're still alive. We still have a chance to take on the Mega Money Bomb.
Yeah.
All right, come out here, boys. Come on.
I should have known it was all but the most risque.
That was hard. All right, look, now you can finally hug. You played a fantastic game. You now have $60,000 in your bank, but you also have a huge decision to make. You can walk away with that money right now, or you can take on the Mega Money Bomb for a chance to quadruple that $60,000 to a total of $240,000. But I have to warn you, the Mega Money Bomb is no joke. It's the most difficult challenge of all, and it's waiting below us right now. There are 10 wires on this bomb. That's 10 possible answers, but only 7 of them are correct. That means 3 are wrong, all right? It's a minefield. But here's the good news. If you play the Mega Money Bomb for the first time, all 3 of you get to play at once. That's 3 brains instead of 1. Plus, you'll have 90 seconds on the clock. And the best part, even if you get it wrong, I'll guarantee you half of what you have in your bank right now, that's $30,000 you'll take home. All right? To help you make the decision, here's your category for the Mega Money Bomb. Sports. So what's it gonna be? Are you gonna walk away or stay and play?
I mean, we're all good at sports. I mean, we grew up loving sports.
Yeah, right.
I mean, as long as it's hockey, football, baseball, basketball, I think we got it.
I think we'll do it.
Let's stay and play.
Let's go.
You guys are incredible. That's awesome. When we come back, we're playing for $240,000 right here on Boom. This is the moment we've all been waiting for. Matt, Tony, and Jared have clawed and scratched their way through 6 bombs. They've got $60,000 in the bank. And they've decided to take on one last challenge, the Mega Money Bomb. If you conquer this Mega Money Bomb, your bank skyrockets to $240,000. If it explodes, your money dives down to $30,000. Now, I told you this was a big bomb, but there's another thing. Not only are there more wires, not only is there more goop, but there's also a lot of money in here. So you're either leaving here with a suitcase full of cash or the worst dry cleaning bill you've ever had. Who's gonna be in charge of the cutters?
I will cut.
All right.
I have a dry hand.
Dry hand, good man. Remember, we've got 90 seconds on the clock this time. Goggle up and we'll take a look at the possible answers. Red, St. Louis Rams. Blue, New Orleans Saints. Yellow, San Francisco 49ers. Green, Green Bay Packers.
Yes.
Purple, Miami Dolphins. Orange, Washington Redskins. White, Jacksonville Jaguars. Pink, Chicago Bears.
Da Bears.
Gold, Dallas Cowboys. And platinum, Oakland Raiders. All right, you are 90 seconds away from $240,000. You've got the Uper Fan Club out there rooting for you. All you have to do is cut the 7 correct answers
All right.
to this question. Of these NFL franchises, which seven were worth more than $1 billion as of 2013, according to Forbes? Talk it out.
Dallas Cowboys. Yeah. They're worth the most, I believe.
Cutting gold.
Three.
Dallas
two,
Cowboys.
One. Correct.
Good job. Redskins. Good job. Redskins. Washington Redskins.
Minute
Washington Redskins.
Left.
Three, two, one. Correct.
Yes. San Francisco 49ers. Yellow. Yellow. San Francisco 49ers.
Three, two, one. Correct.
Chicago Bears. Chicago Bears. Chicago Bears. Chicago Bears. Pink.
Cutting pink.
Pink.
Chicago Bears.
Bears.
Three, two, one. Correct.
Saints. I'm going to go with Saints. Super Bowls. Okay. They won Super Bowls recently. Saints.
Saints. Okay. Saints.
Worth more than $1 billion.
$1 billion.
Cutting blue.
Blue.
Saints.
Three, two, one. Correct.
Good job. Good job. Miami. Miami. Miami.
I think it's Green Bay.
Miami. I think it's
Miami.
Green.
Green. You don't think it's Green Bay?
Green. Miami.
You don't think it's Green Bay? We got
45
seconds.
It's
Green Bay. It's green.
Cutting
Green Bay.
Green Bay.
Cutting green. Green Bay Packers for the Upper Peninsula.
Three, two, one. Correct.
Yes! Yeah! Dolphins. Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins.
Seconds left.
Miami Dolphins.
One more to cut. You don't think it's Oakland?
No. Dude, they're no good. Miami Dolphins.
One more to cut.
It's Miami.
You've got 25 seconds left.
What do you think?
It's Miami.
Miami.
Worth more than $1 billion.
Miami's a big market. It's Miami.
Yeah, you're right. It's the biggest
it's
market.
It's the biggest market.
It's an international city.
I mean,
17 seconds
Miami.
Left.
Miami.
Let's just go for it.
Welcome to Miami.
Seconds. Cutting, cutting
Miami.
Purple Miami Dolphins for $240,000.
Three, two, one. Diffuse.
$240,000. They did it. That's what happens right here on Boom. $240,000.
Next week, two teams of longtime friends take on the Bombs of Boom. They've got the moves and the muscle, but only one team has what it takes to face the Mega Money Bomb. Who will it be? Find out on the next Boom.